Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Liz Springer with me, and we're going to give you some really, really good information on insurance. And trust me, after this past week, you need it. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Hey, Liz.
Hey, good morning. Hey,
you know what? We were just talking, and what you were saying is so important. I want you to repeat about how important it is to get everything inspected before you buy that insurance policy. I know y'all do that. I don't know if everybody else does it, but I know y'all do. Talk about that, would you?
Yeah. You know, I talk to customers every day that are buying new homes. That's kind of my genre. From the realtors, I try real hard to get the realtors to, or the lenders, you know, to get that contact information to me as soon as they execute a contract so that we can get with the client, get their information, get an email, a quote out to them. And also get back with them, you know, the next day usually, just to make, you know, to see, make sure they did receive it and see if they have any questions, but to get their decision, because we want to get that property pre-inspected, and we really want to do it in the option period so that it's easier for the realtor.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because if the realtor waits and then, or they leave it up to the buyer to get their own insurance quotes. Buyers procrastinate, do they not, Scott?
Absolutely. Or maybe some people just don't know.
Well, and true. New home buyers, first-time home buyers, they will tell me, I'm a first-time home buyer, and I do not know about any of this. And so I'm very delicate with them, and I make sure that I go, you know, cover all aspects of the real estate transaction, you know, my insurance part, of course. But I tell them, please, please, please call me back as soon as possible if you're going with us so that we can get out there and get on the roof and make sure that everything's insurable so that there's no problems going forward with your new home prior to closing. Sometimes, you know, realtors will not be as diligent about getting that their buyer's information to me so that I can get that quoted. So sometimes, you know, what happens if they leave it, again, if they leave it up to the buyer will contact us, you know, a week before closing, and then it takes them several days to make a decision. And so we're, what, 3-4 days before closing, sometimes two. I'm not even going to joke about that. Sometimes 2 days before closing, a buyer will say, hey, we're going with y'all. And then we jump through hoops to get our inspection scheduled. And I mean, we do probably 15 to 25 inspections a day already scheduled. So we have to get that on the schedule. And usually we're within 48 hours, we're out there. So within 2 days.
Well, okay, can you give a great example with your company? I bought a little rent house. And so the only thing I'm going to get checked is, you know, get my insurance out there to make sure it's insurable. Well, sure enough, called. They sent somebody out there. This is right. We wrote the contract. And guess what? The roof had hail damage.
Yeah.
Well, I talked to the seller, wonderful guy. He said, Scott, I had my roof checked by my insurance company. After that, they said it was okay. I said, well, it's not okay because I can't insure it if it's the way it is. So he calls him back, and sure enough, and I thought it was cute what he asked his insurance company. He goes, how come when I asked you to check it, it was okay, and when another insurance company checked it, they found hail damage, now it's not okay, and you were putting, and they put a new roof on it.
Yeah.
Right before I closed. So the house has a brand new roof.
Good.
But because we pre-inspected, is the only way we found that.
Right.
If you wouldn't have, it could have been a bad situation.
Absolutely. And here's the bad situation, Scott. When you don't get it pre-inspected, I talk to people every day. I say, look, if it's not us, that's okay. If you don't go with us, I understand. I mean, we try real hard to make that.
I bet you don't sit with a smile on your face like that, though.
Well, I mean, I try.
Okay.
I mean, I want them to go with us, obviously.
Yes.
But I always tell them, make sure whoever you go with gets out there and pre-inspects, because here's what can happen. They move in. Insurance companies are so far behind because the housing market is so busy that they get out there within 90 days. Sometimes it's 3 months before they can get out there. But trust me, every insurance company is going to inspect your property. Not all of them do it pre. Most of them do it post. So when you move
post in, is always bad on anything
post
we do.
Post is bad because they get a letter.
Bad word in real estate.
Yeah, they get a letter in the mail that says, hey, you're being canceled, and here's why. Let's take the bad roof, for example. Your roof, until it's replaced, we cannot reinstate this policy. You're you're going to be canceled in so many days if you don't replace your roof. Well, the seller's not there any longer, and they don't care, trust me. If you try to go back to the seller, and well, first of all, their insurance policy's not there anymore with a 1% deductible, you know, to for them to pay out of pocket. So instead of $1,000 out of pocket, you're $8,000 out of pocket. So that's a bad thing. And it puts the buyer, the new homeowner, in a really bad spot. What do new homeowners do, Scott? They go out and buy furniture. They go out and buy decorations. They're broke 3 months after they move in.
Or just the down payment. Yeah.
They're panicked. And they're in a really bad spot. They're being canceled. So another insurance company doesn't, they're what they want to know. Why are you being canceled? Well, my roof's bad. Okay. Well, for us to make a new policy, you still have to have it replaced. So they're in a really bad spot. I've had realtors that are so, they are so appreciative of our process because they, a listing agent and a buyer's agent have had to buy a roof, share that expense. I've had that happen.
One thing when you said that, it kind of caught me off guard because I'll be honest with you. I have everybody in my office. That's how I train people too. Mm-hmm. And here's why. Being from San Angelo, being from West Texas, I don't tell people. You might have help. You're going to get hell. It's just when it's going to come.
Absolutely.
It's coming
Absolutely.
Here.
Yeah.
About every 8 to 10 years, we have a pretty good hell storm.
And you can get a new roof every time. Also, for new buyers or for buyers buying a new home, they get a substantial discount with a new roof.
Well, but also, you don't know how many times, Liz, I've asked people, I said, okay, have you ever got a check from the insurance company and you didn't use the check? You have no idea how many. Well, yeah, but the roof's fine. I said, how much was the check for? $8,000. I said, You think the insurance company cut you a check for $8,000 and your roof's okay? It's not. There's a clue report. They're going to see. There has to be a brand new roof on this house before we close.
Correct.
Period.
And those are the things that realtors, I would think, because I was a realtor for 10 years, that those are the kind of things that a realtor wants to know in the option period. If that house had a claim
That's
on it.
That's why you have an option period.
Right. And the option period obviously is used for inspection, you know, but it's also used for us to pull a clue report to see that there was a claim and the roof was not replaced. So we do find those things out for you. And trust me, Scott, if one of your customers, you know, we pull a clue report and something funky's on there, I'm calling you.
Yeah. Well, and you want to because, folks, not only can the house be denied, the person can be denied.
That's exactly right. Because if they have past history of claims.
Over and over and over.
Several claims, then they're not insurable, period. And so, again, you as the realtor want to know that in the option period so that y'all can stop the ball from rolling. You know, a lender wants to know that. Actually, I think people should get insurance quotes prior to even making an offer on a house. And some good realtors will call and do that.
Wow. Not very good because we're not that far ahead because we don't know which house we're going to get. But
well, no, they're looking at this. They're looking at this house. Yeah. Now it's a as long as it's not a market where, that's why you have your option period.
100%.
So, but sometimes agents will call and say, "We're looking at this house. Go ahead and run us a quote on it." And when we run a quote, we pull a clue report.
Because what you just said on the sellers, most sellers, and especially in West Texas, good people. They're going to say, okay, Liz, I gave you 10 to 15 days to inspect this house any way you wanted, whatever you wanted to do.